Good morning and welcome back, everybody. It is Friday, September 4th. I'm your host, Simran Sandhu, and I'm excited to have you join us on today's episode of the 5-Minute Drill, brought to you by Up5 Media. Now, as we get started this Friday morning, here's a quick recap on how markets performed yesterday. The tech-heavy NASDAQ fell by nearly 5%, which marks its biggest one-day decline in over 3 months, while the S&P 500 dropped by 3.5% and the Dow Jones fell by 2.8%. Interestingly enough, most of the declines came from companies who've actually fueled the recent market rally, as both Apple and Tesla experienced declines ranging from 8 to 9%, which led to Apple losing roughly $180 billion in market cap yesterday. This is the largest one-day loss for a public U.S. company on record, and just to add some perspective here, listeners, this decline by itself is larger than the individual market cap of 470 companies listed in the S&P 500. Many analysts believe this is somewhat of a reality check for many tech companies who've seen their valuation skyrocket in recent weeks. Now, with that being said, it wasn't all bad news for Tesla. Their CEO, Elon Musk, met with Germany's economic minister, who stated that Musk will have, quote-unquote, every assistance in building his new Tesla Gigafactory in the outskirts of Berlin. This will be the company's first European factory and its fourth one worldwide, according to CNBC. Other Gigafactories are located in Nevada, New York, and Shanghai, China. According to experts, the company is also planning a fifth gigafactory in Texas just to produce the new Cybertruck. Now, as Tesla continues to grow rapidly and take control of the automotive industry, competitors are finding themselves engaging in new partnerships to help level the playing field. General Motors and Honda, two longtime rivals, are planning to enter a strategic alliance where they will work together to develop new vehicles in North America. Now, while many details haven't been shared up to this point, what we do know is that the two automotive giants will combine their efforts and produce everything ranging from building the underlying components of a vehicle to purchasing parts, according to the Wall Street Journal. This alliance would be overseen by a committee of leaders from both GM and Honda, but overall, this partnership has huge potential for both companies. Not only can they collaborate on innovative tech research and development, but they can also help each other cut costs from a logistical standpoint. Honda has already announced its plans to produce two electric vehicles using GM's technology. Now for our fourth story of the day, Facebook is hoping to reduce the amount of misinformation heading into this year's presidential election. According to CEO Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook will prohibit all new political advertisements in the week before the election, while also flagging any posts from candidates which suggest premature claims of victory. Zuckerberg will also be under a lot of pressure to make sure that the platform doesn't influence or change the outcome of the election, which includes minimizing any chance of foreign interference. With that in mind, he and his wife have pledged to donate $300 million to election infrastructure, and the company is creating a digital voting information center, which users can access via their Facebook and Instagram pages. Now for our last story of the week, we're calling on all Travis Scott fans out there. McDonald's has entered a partnership with the rapper, and for a limited time, fans will be able to purchase the Travis Scott meal starting next week. The $6 meal includes a quarter pounder with bacon and lettuce, Sprite, a side of fries, and barbecue dipping sauce. Now, Scott will be the first celebrity to have his name on a McDonald's menu since Michael Jordan's McJordan meal nearly 30 years ago. Anyways, folks, that wraps up the 5-Minute Drill for this week. I hope everyone has a great Labor Day weekend, and we look forward to catching you bright and early next Tuesday as we continue our journey to redefine how you experience news.